Hare Krishna. Yesterday we were saying how the Yamadutas were ignorant of the truths and they had to hear from the Mahajanas. Srila Prabhupada says, what to speak of Yamadutas? Even the first created living being, Brahma, the self-same son of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and who had a very peculiar birth, born from the navel of the Supreme and a lotus, who is considered the supremely intelligent amongst all the living beings in the material world. In fact, one whose body is made only of intelligence, and one who is endowed with not one head but four heads. Even such a Brahma was born an ignoramus, because all he found was all darkness. Prabhupada says, Brahma could not ascertain any truth by his own endeavor or speculation. All he understood was only darkness and ignorance. And he had to depend on the Supreme Lord for acquiring knowledge. And what to speak of such a great personality like Brahma? Even the presiding deity of the material energy, Durga, Prabhupada says, is ignorant of the truths. And she is sitting by the side of Shiva and constantly inquiring about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and his creation. In this way, if Durga and Brahma are ignorant of the truths and they have to seek help, higher help, superior help from Krishna, what to speak of tiny living entities like us? That is why it is sung, Hari Hari Vifale Janam Gavainu. So the meaning of this, Vifale Janam Gavainu, I have uselessly spent my time in vain, means I have acquired some petty material knowledge and I have considered myself a great soul. And in this way I have uselessly spent my time meddling with matter and never even seeking the spiritual knowledge. That is one meaning. Another meaning is, even though I have acquired some little spiritual knowledge, I have assumed myself an enlightened one, and as if I know all the truths, although the truth lies ahead of me like a vast ocean. I know very little, and I do not know the true glories of the Supreme Lord. But imagining myself to be very knowledgeable, I have wasted all my life without surrendering to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Because even knowledge of Brahman is not complete. Even knowledge of Paramatma is not complete. Even knowledge of Bhagavan is considered still incomplete without the knowledge of his Shaktis. And the knowledge of Bhagavan with his Shaktis is considered still incomplete without knowing the Bhagavan who is rendered weak in front of his loving devotees, to whom he becomes completely subordinated. And the knowledge is considered only complete when one has realized that I have no knowledge. And my knowledge, I mean my imagination of my great knowledge is my greatest myth. And the absolute truth can never be fathomed. He is oceanic and is ever expanding. And it is best for me to put aside my false pride and fall at his feet reciting his holy name for all time to come, adoring his glory, of which I know very little. Then one is considered knowledgeable. That is why he says, Hari Hari Vifale Janamagavayano. My dear Lord, I have spent my whole life uselessly in materialistic activities, not only in this life, but in millions of lifetimes. That is another meaning. Also, I have also uselessly served the mammon as if it's a very valuable service. Birth after birth, if I say, you know, Kripana Durajana, Chapala Sukarabala Agire. And another meaning of the Hari Hari Vifale is the human form of life is extremely rare. And even after having achieved it, I have not used it for chanting the holy name. But speaking Prajalpa, I have wasted my life uselessly, wasting my time and the valuable time of other living entities also. In this way, my life has gone uselessly. So, this realization dawns in the heart of a sincere soul who understands his shortcomings and understands the glory of the holy name. Because the holy name of Krishna is so powerful that by reciting the holy name, all knowledge can be revealed. Yasmin vijnate sarvam evam vijnatum bhavati. It is said. Knowledge is that when which is revealed, all the things come to be known. And when Dhruva Maharaj chanted the holy name, Lord Vishnu kept the shank on his head, and subsequently Dhruva Maharaj started speaking wisdom, which was beyond the capability of a 5-year-old child. And Dhruva Maharaj could practically see that all his senses had become spiritually enlivened, especially his tongue, by which he could sing the glories of the Supreme Lord, by being empowered by the Lord, because he chanted the holy name. Lord Vishnu thought, instead of blowing the shank and creating auspiciousness, let me make the shank touch his head and make Dhruva Maharaj speak, which will bring auspiciousness to the whole world. So in this way, Lord enlivened the tongue of Dhruva Maharaj, because he used his tongue for reciting the holy names of the Lord. In this way, anyone who chants the holy name sincerely will eventually come to a point of all his senses becoming spiritually enlivened, and all the material component of his material existence, namely the gross and subtle bodies, will fade away, enlivening the devotee completely spiritually. This experience was not only Dhruva's, it was experienced by Prahlad, it was experienced by Narada Boy, and many other devotees who recited the holy name very sincerely. Therefore, the spiritual knowledge has to be acquired from the Dvadasha Mahajanas, and having received that knowledge, one should come to the right conclusion of chanting the holy name with that knowledge and approaching the Lord in a state of humility that I know nothing about you and please kindly give me the shade of your lotus feet and enlighten me. This is the right approach in chanting the holy name if one really wants to seriously progress towards getting the eternal shelter in rendering service to Krishna for all time. Harinam Prabhu ki.